spoken with Coach Schottenheimer about maybe game planning for the Jets a little bit?
In regards to
his time there last year, any extra insight that he might have?
Well, we've got a good game plan. I mean, it's important every week that we have a good game plan. So, I mean, he's familiar with their personnel, and obviously, as we've talked, you know, throughout the week, Coach Ryan's going to change what he does week to week. So, you know, it's, in all likelihood, we're not going to see some of the things that we expect to see.
Jeff, you knew Buddy obviously pretty well. Do you see a lot of Buddy in Rex? Do you see the apple not falling far from the tree?
I see a lot of Buddy in Rex and Rob. Yeah, they're both excellent coaches as Buddy was, and excellent defensive minds and flexible. You know, they can go down the street and coach 4-man line one day and come back coach a 3-man line the next day, and they understand defense and they understand how to play defense.
Can you sense at all that there's anything different about this week for Brian Schottenheimer?
No, he's not. He's been around long enough to know that you don't get caught up in the personal things. He wants to win just like everybody else wants to win.
How would you say the team has responded after that physical game and playing an extra quarter? I mean, there's a lot of football physically.
Well, we're back. You know, we backed down yesterday, and we let them rest up a little bit this morning, and we pushed things back. So they were great today. Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
How anxious do you think across the board your team is with home being back at home? It's been a month for a true home.
We talked about that, and you know, the last time here at home we didn't play particularly well, but you know, 3 previous games we did, and so they're looking forward to getting back and you know, taking advantage of our fans and you know, and playing a good opponent. But it's nice to finally just get back in a normal routine.
Do you have any sense at all or any feeling if this team is like on the verge of breaking out, breaking through, maybe getting on?
We're just trying to win the next game right now. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. So we're practicing hard and preparing, and we're starting to heal up a little bit, and you know, that's where our focus is.
Have you experienced anything in your coaching career like the turmoil going on in the Jets locker room, and does that impact the way you game plan for them or maybe they game plan?
You know, I think a lot of that's overblown. You know, Rex has done a good job. He relates to players well, and it's not going to be a distraction for them. He won't let that happen.
The job Brian Schottenheimer's done so far. What's your feeling?
Well, he's done a good job. I mean, we're the offense is in, and we've got flexibility week to week. I mean, he's not satisfied. No one's really satisfied with our production, you know, because we up until last week, you know, it was well documented that we were having difficulty getting the ball in the end zone. But guys are playing hard. I think we're settling down now. You know, with Danny coming back, it certainly helps. But you know, he'll never be satisfied. You know, but he certainly is more. I mean, he's very, very talented. You know that. You know, his opportunity to be a head coach is not far away.
Yeah, the fact that Hecker can throw the ball, that's not an accident, right? I mean, that was something you wanted before you brought him here.
That's correct. Yeah, we, you know, when and talking with Coach Fossil prior to, you know, his trip out abroad working out kickers, you know, we had talked about it, and punters rather, and you know, when he came back very excited about John and because of his leg, and I didn't ask about his leg, I asked about his arm. So yeah, it was it's important that you have a guy that can do that.
I know you said you're not happy with the production overall on offense, but obviously an improvement from what the offense was doing last year. Can you take some solace in that?
No, because I wasn't here last year, and last year's passed, and we're trying to build here. So last year has no bearing on what we're doing now.
You expect to face a desperate team on Sunday?
I'm sorry?
You expect to face a desperate team?
You know, boy, I don't know if you call them desperate, but, you know, I mean, everybody needs to win this weekend, you know. That's just how the National Football League is. And but, the Jets are in position. That's a hard thing to do. We went through something similar to in London. That's a hard thing to do, go across country and not score a point on offense, you know. After a bye week, I think so. But he, again, that's a good coaching staff. It's he rallies that team. He always gets that team back.
What's the biggest problem or problems our defense can present for you guys?
Well, it's protection. It's just free runners on the quarterback because they move everybody around, and they, you know, they may appear one place, but when the ball snapped, they're someplace else. And so you need to be able to protect. And if you can protect, then you know, you can, hopefully you can take advantage of it.